Dear MTA community, we find ourselves in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer, very special time from Pesach to Shavuos. The Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, as we all know, that the 12,000 pairs of Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died during this period from a plague. And the reason was Shelo Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh. And the question, of course, is that with a Rebbe such as Rabbi Akiva, who said, Yahavtel Recha Kamocha, Ze Klal Gadol BaTorah, as is recorded in the Yerushalmi, that how could it be that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh B'Zeh? And what we have to say, and what many commentaries say, is that of course they had kavod for each other, but they didn't have the proper kavod Talmidei Chachamim, and that's why they died zugos, i.e. chavrusos. And we know that the prerequisite for accepting the Torah is achdus and midos, as we know from the famous Rashi on Vayichan, Shom Yisrael Keneged Ha'har, Vayichan in the singular, Rashi points out, Ke'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. A prerequisite to accepting the Torah is working on our achdus, working on our character development, and therefore, now is the time to repair their deficiency. And that's perhaps the main reason why during this period of time it is the minhag of Klal Yisrael to learn Pirkei Avos. We learn one perek per Shabbos. There are six Shabbosos between Pesach and Shavuos. And the sixth perek, of course, is Perek Kinyan Torah, which prepares us for Kabbalah Satorah, even though it's not Mishnayos, it's Brisos. But these are the days when we work on our character development by learning through Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Ephraim, in his commentary on the Torah, says that when the Mishkan was built, it says, V'yasisa chamishim lulaos, that you shall make 50 hooks, 50 connecting hooks, to connect together the two sets of yirios, of curtains. And Rabbeinu Ephraim says that these 50 hooks are an allusion to the days of Sfira, when we have 50 days where we hook, we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is our links with Hashem. Rabbi Dr. Twersky points out that some of the Hasidish Rabbeim have a pshat in the Pasuk, when the Pasuk says, Nasa Adam b'tzalmenu kidmusenu, when Hashem says, let us make man in our image. Of course, Rashi famously says that this shows the Hashem is modeling the midah of humility. But some of the Hasidish and Mefarshim explain, who is the we? Let us make man. And the answer is, it is Hashem and ourselves, because we have to work on developing ourselves and perfecting ourselves to a situation of shlemus. We're not created in a shalem fashion. Only animals are created in a shalem fashion. But we have to work on ourselves. The Ramban famously points out that the days of Sfira are like a Chol HaMoed, that just like Chol HaMoed connects the beginning of the Yontif to the end of the Yontif of Sukkot and of Pesach, but we know that Pesach leads up to Shavuos. The goal of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just to leave Mitzrayim, but as we say in Kriya Shema every day, that Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, we don't stop there, but rather Lihios Lachem Le'elokim. The goal was to get to Har Sinai. As the Pasuk says, when Moshe was at the Sneh, Hashem told him, Ta'avdun, that Bo'tziachas Ha'am Mitzrayim, when you take the Jews out of Egypt, Ta'avdun Esho Elokim Al Ha'har Hazeh. The goal was to serve God on this mountain of Har Sinai. The word Ta'avdun, they point out, it could have said Ta'avdu, but it means Ta'avdu Nun. When will it happen? At the end of 50 days. And the question that Rabbi Elimelech Biederman mentions from the Rizhnitz Rebbe is, the Rizhnitz Rebbe asks that if the days of Sfira are indeed a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, so why is it that we say you can't get married between Pesach and Shavuos because of the Avelos of Sfira? But we know we have a halacha on Chol HaMoed. You're not allowed to get married because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We do not mix one simcha with another, and therefore we can't mix the simcha of the chasana with the simcha of the regel. So why do we say that you can't get married because of Svira? We should say, according to the Ramban, that it's Chol HaMoed, that you can't get married because it's Chol HaMoed. And what the Rizn Sareva answers is that it really depends on the person. If we tap into the holiness of these days, then the reason we're not getting married is because it's Chol HaMoed. But if we don't tap into the holiness of the days, then it becomes days of Avelus. And finally, we'll just mention one other point, which is that the Maharal asks, why is it that the Torah tells us the agricultural season of each Yom Tov? Pesach is Chag HaAviv, Shavuos is Chag HaKotzir, and Sukkot is Chag HaAsif. And he points out that the Torah is telling us that we should model ourselves after the crops. If Pesach is the time when we just plant the crops and the grain is very small, but it improves and ripens from Pesach to Shavuos, so too should we grow and ripen spiritually. This is our avoda during Pesach, during the Omer. How do we grow during the Omer? And Rav Biederman points out, we grow simply by counting the Omer. The Torah tells us, Usfartem lochem. The Or HaChaim points out that this Sfira is lochem. It's for your own good. It's for your own perfection, for your own character development. The Luchos, we know, were made from sapphire stone. Usfartem lochem. Shine yourselves. Make yourselves like sapphire. Usfartem. Make yourselves into sapphire. Shine brightly again. We may have fallen. We may have stumbled. But now it's the time to pick ourselves up, to shine ourselves, to polish ourselves, and to grow spiritually, and especially in our midos bein adam lachavero, and to try to work on learning the lessons of Pirkei Avos. Have a wonderful Chol HaMoed of the time between Pesach and Shavuos.